Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. That includes iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and away we go at sportsbyline.com and great terrestrial radio stations, Youngstown, Ohio, Marshalltown, Iowa, some of our new affiliates on the weekend. And WGCH in Greenwich, that is Fairfield and Westchester County, right on that Gold Coast of Connecticut into New York, Mount Kisco, Tuxedo Falls, Bedford Falls, great area. We are so, just thrilled, head over heels. Bob Small, the operations manager at News Talk AM 1490, a Fox affiliate. And he is the operations guy there, Bob Small. And in large part, we are obviously grateful to Bob Small. Great job out of him. I'm Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way. Mike Jaminski, the former NBA longtime veteran. He is going to look back. We'll put a crowning moment on the Celtics and take a little kind of an overview. Just kick the tires on the draft a little bit because, man, the top two players could be from France. We got G League Ignite guys probably going to go high. Holland, most notably. Then you got Connecticut, Castle, Klingon, a couple guys from Colorado. It's the weirdest. The mock drafts are just like a Rubik's Cube. I can't figure them out. So, we're going to toss it around here with the G-man, Mike Jaminski. We look forward to that. And then Nico Fipsos will be with us. We'll look at more Euro 24, and there's another little soccer thing up our sleeve. So we got a little messy talk, too. It's not messy at all. In fact, it's very clean and orderly when we get Nico in here. So that's where we get started today. Again, grateful for these new affiliates. We are growing it. How do you eat an elephant? I was told by a wise man today. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So we're continuing to eat the elephant, and away we go here. Trunk and all, we love it, if you get what I mean. Doesn't mean, yeah, never mind. Never mind. Anyways, Dom's ready to roll too. Cameron Brink, that is a bummer. She is out for the year, torn ACL. You know, Caitlin brings a lot of eyeballs and ears to WNBA. Cameron Brink didn't hurt either, and Angel Reese as well. And then, of course, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. Can't forget that. We'll talk about it coming up here on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Today, look at me. I can be Santa.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around.
They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.center. At 515-355-3200.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, for our locals in the Midwest, Hy-Vee, you just heard that mentioned. They'll have a game watch tonight. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever taking on the Washington Mystics. That game will go at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. And, Wahlburgers, any of the places where they have a Wahlburgers or they serve food and beverage, some of the adult beverages, drink responsibly and enjoy. She's starting to come around a little bit. And Cameron Brink, bummer, nice player at Stanford, out for the year, torn ACL. So, you know, the WNBA has been a little bit star-crossed. All right. And as we said, Mike Jaminski to lead it off, longtime NBA guy, great analyst, CBS Sports for a lot of years, and has really been great with us during the last few weeks of the regular season, and then a couple of playoff hits, and now we're going to wrap up the season. We'll just look at the draft from an overview. And then we welcomed WGCH in Greenwich, Connecticut, that Gold Coast, Westport, Danbury, Darien, that whole area. Really is Mount Kisco, Tuxedo Falls, that whole area. They are now carrying this show, and we are grateful. And we got a guy from Connecticut, and that's the G-Man, Mike Jaminski. Mike, Marty Terrell, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. And I got to tell you that I didn't live on the Gold Coast. I could see it from the outer reaches of Fairfield County where I grew up, but I definitely knew where it was.
It's not a bad place to live and work, is it, Mike? I tell people here in Iowa, I said, if you head to New York City, that's great. I love the city. I can stay in the city. I like the cityscape. But if I like a suburb, boy, that Greenwich, Stanford, Darien, that whole area is just absolutely beautiful, is it not?
Oh, it's gorgeous. And, you know, kind of like Jersey in a little way, but Connecticut, you know, if you drive along I-95, you don't really get a sense. You know, you go up to the Merritt Parkway and up a little north, and it's a beautiful state, and you know, home for me, and you know, but those areas, they were affluent back when in the 70s, 60s when I was growing up, so nothing's really changed.
No question. Mike Jaminski with us, former Duke All-American, NBA longtime player, analyst on CBS. Mike, the Celtics threw everybody a curveball. You know, the duck boats aren't going to roll in Boston, City Hall Plaza, till Friday. But the team boarded a plane, Hanscom Field, the team charter. They went to Miami for a day to celebrate. I find that to be odder than odd. I have no clue why they did that. But, I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing? They went to Miami. I mean, you know, let's go down to South Beach. What are we, waving it in Pat Riley's face? What are they doing there? It doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea. That one was befuddling to me. Somehow I couldn't imagine Bird and Parrish and McHale and those guys getting on a plane and leaving to go somewhere else to celebrate. I don't know how the Boston fans are going to take that. I mean, I know they love the championship, but that is a strange move for me.
Very, very weird. Well, they'll get a mulligan on that, of course, because they're champions. Let's put a bow on it. Tatum and Brown, you know, they heard it. They were more than whispers. These were audible jeers. You're not a big two until you win a championship. They're going to hoist the record 18 banner to the rafters, the legendary rafters that obviously oversee the parquet panels of the Boston Garden come October, November. Just sum up the season, sum up the series, and sum up the Boston Celtics and Joe Mazzulla, who I thought was way, way, way over the tips of his skis. I need to shut up. He's tied for the youngest coach to ever do it, and the other one was Bill Russell as a player coach. So let's put a wrap on the Celtics season. Let's hear.
Yeah, you look at it in total, and they just dominated everybody right from the start. And, I think there were 80 and 21 or something like that, you know, over the course of the regular season and playoffs. And they dominated the regular season when they played in the Western Conference. You know, the Eastern Conference was a little bit lighter. But Boston was, they were dominant everywhere as far as, you know, blowing teams out and winning by the margins that they did and, what they did going through the playoffs. Now, that being said, I knew going into the finals that all of that was irrelevant to the people up there unless they came away with a championship. Even this is without Porzingis really. I mean, he had a fabulous game one and then game two was a part of it. But even without, imagine what it would have been like with him, you know, healthy through the whole thing. I mean, I think it would have been over in four, but they were just too deep. And Dallas to me is missing that third guy, maybe a fourth scorer as well. And those are the things that Boston had. They had guys who stepped up along with Tatum and Brown and played. You know, Drew Holiday, he could have been the MVP in that series very easily.
Yeah, I mean, he had a bummer game four, but the whole team stunk in game four last Friday night. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never left the game early, but I left that one. I couldn't. The stench was overwhelming. All right, my one pet peeve, Mike, and we're talking to Mike Jaminski, longtime CBS analyst, played in the league, obviously over 12,000 points, Duke All-American, decorated college player at the fabled Duke Blue Devil program under Coach K. Mike, the one thing that drives me nuts, and you came from one, so you can understand this at the college level, but the minute the Celtics won, the dynasty talk starts, and it drives me nuts. I mean, the ink hadn't even dried on this championship, and we're talking dynasty. Why do we do this? What is it? Is it? I mean, people have the attention span of a gnat. I mean, seriously, it must be a social media mentality or something, but the ink wasn't even dry in the morning Boston Globe, and dynasty started coming out of people's mouths. Why?
Well, you know, I think from up there with the Patriots and what they went through with Belichick and Brady, that they have a claim to having seen dynasties and witnessed them. I would agree, jumping the gun a little bit. I remember with Pat Riley when they won that one year, guaranteed a repeat. If we saw Denver last year, they kind of shied away from the talk of dynasty. But I don't think the people in Boston are going to let them shy away from it. This is one fine. Everybody can win one. And even those Celtic teams in the 80s never repeated. They've got some things and some history to make, and you look back to their last championship too. That was kind of a comet that went across the sky with the big three and Doc Rivers, and that was all they won. So different expectations, I think, for this team.
All right, let's move on. And I just want to do an overview, but there's some Connecticut guys, Castle and Kling, and that go. the first two picks will probably be guys, Frenchmen from France. The draft, this is as crazy as crazy. Two guys from Colorado could be lottery picks. Mike, all I know is you remember your draft night, and it's changed. It's just a different world right now. And I have no problem really with the foreigners coming into the league. It's the globalization of sports. We see it everywhere. What is your thought, though, about the draft itself? Real quick, we only got a couple minutes. And then the guys from Connecticut look like they're both going to be very, very solid pros if, the big if, they stay healthy and get on good teams. Let's hear.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, I've been a big fan of Klingon. I think I like him more than Edie. I think he's more athletic. I think his game translates a little better. You know, Castle had a fabulous year. It's that 92 Dream Team really set off the international game, made the players get better. They're seeing the results of it now. This is why you're going to see mixed in, you know, guys who are coming over who are playing against better competition maybe earlier. But then you got guys like Reed Shepard, who's going to, you know, I really like Dalton Knecht out of Tennessee. So it is very much an art. You don't know how these guys are going to translate, but how the game is today, if you're bigger, you better have some sort of perimeter game.
You're not kidding. Michael, I'll be seeing you in August. We'll try to talk to you again before that. Hopefully we'll get on the Eastern Shore for the summer. God bless you, my brother. We're going to be doing some recovery stuff with you, and I have got so many people excited to hear you speak, man. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, and thank you, Marty. It's always great to share the message with you.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good night. There you go, Mike Jaminski. It was nice to exchange messages with him and, of course, his son Noah on Father's Day, and, of course, my daughter Charlie, which is a big deal. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here on Sports Byline.
Swings the bats like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who.
Swing.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, Sports Overnight America, heard around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. We are paying attention because they are overseas. Euro 2024, we're all over it. Nico Bifsis is our guy, and we'll get to him momentarily. Three games today. There's also some other soccer going on, and we're going to get into that as well. So we are going to get into it heavily is what we are. And then you heard me say with Mike Chiminski, I mean, top two picks in the NBA draft could come right out of France. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I shouldn't say it's unbelievable because, you know, and Nico has said it on this show. You know, you look over to France, you look over to Spain, you look to the Euros, and they got some really, really excellent basketball players. And it's been going on now for more than 3.5 decades. So let's get Nico in here. He is ready to rock and roll. Nico, welcome aboard. Nice to have you back on.
Hey, Marty, how's it going? Thanks to everyone who's listening. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, and we're better now because we've got you locked and loaded. Three games today. We had a couple of draws. I love those. I really do. Let's start with game one. Then we'll go elsewhere and maybe sneak a peek ahead. But Albania. Yeah, Albania up one zip. Croatia got the equalizer, took the lead. But what a bizarre finish, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Croatia lost 2-0 in the opener against Spain. It was kind of shocking how easily they went down. They had a game today against Albania that is their second only tournament, their second only Euro participation. Albania went up 1-0 in the first half. Croatia looked shaky. Croatia came back 2-1. The second goal Croatia scored was an own goal by an Albanian player. And mm-hmm. Guess what? 2 minutes to go, the same guy that put his team down scores the equalizer, and the Albanian fans go absolutely nuts on the stands.
It was something, a sight to be seen. Highlights, you can see them online, Twitter, anywhere you want to go. You can go to the Euro site. It is just unbelievable. Amazing goal yesterday, and then just sheer madness and chaos in Croatia and Albania. All right, let's get to the middle of the two, the meat of the sandwich was Germany and Hungary. You know, I give Hungary some credit. They hung around, but you could just see the disparity in the ability and overall talent, and we understand why Germany is so dominant. Playing in their home turf, in their home country, Germans just look really, really strong, and today was no different. Let's hear.
Absolutely, yeah. Germany came out today. They weren't as aggressive as their season opener against Scotland, which they thrashed. Hungary today tried in the first half especially. They had some good chances, but Germany felt comfortable all throughout the game. I will say so, that Germany wasn't as aggressive as I expected them to be today. Maybe they felt comfortable. Maybe they felt like Hungary didn't have anything to give them back. 2-0, clean win. Still haven't seen Germany play any really, really tough competitors. We'll see. And then Scotland versus Switzerland was the last game of the day, 3 p.m. Scotland went up. Switzerland equalized in the second half. And then we had some dramatic finishes there. Scotland hit the post around the 75th minute. Switzerland tried to attack with Mbolo, which is a very dynamic and fast striker. End result 1-1. I think it leaves Scotland and Switzerland open to the last game because now Switzerland is going to be playing Germany their last game. Germany already has 6 points. Switzerland is really looking for a draw against them. And then Scotland is playing Hungary, which is already out. Scotland is going to be looking to win. So it's going to be a dramatic finish in that group.
All right, let's take a sneak peek ahead to tomorrow as we're on, you know, Wednesday into a Thursday. Triple header tomorrow, 9, noon, and 3 again. Slovenia, Serbia in the opener. Denmark, England in the middle game. Spain, Italy. Let's go through them real quick. Give me a comment, and let's start with Slovenia, Serbia to start the day at 9 East on FS1. Let's hear.
Slovenia, Serbia, yes. Slovenia, Serbia, 9 a.m. Listen, Serbia has all the quality and the power to beat Slovenia. Now, Slovenia in their first game, they ended up getting a draw to Denmark. Nobody really saw that coming. Denmark, everybody thought that Denmark was just going to win. I see Serbia winning tomorrow. Mitrovic is going to be looking for his first goal, went goalless in the first game against England. I love Serbia in that game. I think Slovenia has some talent, but I think Serbia overpowers them tomorrow and gets the first 3 points to get through that group. And then we got Denmark against England at noon. I said this yesterday, too. This is going to be a very, very tough game. England and Denmark, I know England on paper is much stronger, but Denmark has some really tough defenders. They have some good talent up front. Højlund, that plays for Manchester United, Christian Eriksen, guys that have quality, youth, experience. And I think that's going to be the most competitive game that we'll see tomorrow. The last one is going to be Spain versus Italy. Now, this is going to be a tough one. Spain won 3-0 in their first game. Italy squeezed out the win against Albania. I think we're going to see some goals here because both teams have their strongest suits up front. Spain has Alvaro Morata. They have Yamal, which plays in Barcelona. Italy has Federico Chiesa, Scamacca, that plays for Atalanta. A lot of good guys up front that can score some goals. I hope I see an open game, and I hope both teams go for the win in this one.
All right, it's going to be a great day. I you can just sense it coming, and I wouldn't be surprised. Like you said, high scoring and maybe a couple of these, or one for sure, the latter game with Spain and Italy, without a doubt. And I'm not so sure Italy might not throw a – that wouldn't be a shocker, really, but Italy's got a big shot here. All right, let's get to Copa America. You know, one of the guys that works with us, Tucker Byrne, and he's down in Texas, and he's visiting here in the Midwest. He's like, hey, you know, you guys have got to pay attention to Copa. I mean, my buddies down here are going crazy. You got Messi down here. You got games being played over at where the Dolphins play. It's had a million different names. I don't even know what's it now. Hard Rock Stadium. Unbelievable. So let's go. Let's hear some Copa talk here.
Since you brought up the arenas, notable mentions here. Dallas, AT&T Stadium, the Cowboys are playing. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. This is actually going to be the stadium that Argentina is going to be playing tomorrow for the opener against Canada at 8 p.m. Mercedes-Benz Arena in Atlanta. Argentina is the champion, so I expect them to come back strong and put their right foot forward. We also have SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles Chargers are hosting that, and then Levi Stadium that's going to host the Brazil versus Colombia game, which is expected to be fireworks. Absolutely.
Anytime you got Messi involved, gets people's attention, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Messi is, you know, yesterday we talked a little bit about Cristiano Ronaldo and him playing possibly his last major tournament with Portugal. Messi's kind of in the same spot. He's in the latter stages of his career. He's still playing for Argentina, which shows how much he absolutely loves the country. They're playing tomorrow against Canada, which shouldn't be a big issue for them, but here's the thing. Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo and all the greats like Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, they all want to break records. Now it's about legacy for them. Messi playing tomorrow is going to put him at the top of most appearances ever made in Copa America, which is pretty special in my eyes considering the legends, the absolute legends that have played in Copa America in the past. And another thing to keep an eye on, which I think is also very, very fun, Messi is fighting to be the top scorer ever in Copa America history. He is only 5 goals away from topping the top goal scorer right now, which is a tie between an Argentinian and a Brazilian player. So keep an eye on that. If Messi scores tomorrow, the buzz is going to be absolutely insane for him to get that record just before he retires.
And finally, U.S., do you give them a shot? I think they open with Bolivia. I mean, this just doesn't seem to be much buzz around U.S. soccer right now. USA soccer, to me, feels like it's down a little bit. How about you?
Listen, I don't know why. I mean, United States has finally come to the point where they're hosting major events, which is amazing for them. But also, you've got a lot of good players that now play abroad. In the past, USA did not have players playing in the Premier League and the Liga, and so everybody kind of looked down on USA soccer team in the men's on the men's side. But listen, now they have players that have experience. You have players that are playing in the Premier League. You have players that are playing in Italy. Pulisic is, to me, one of the biggest assets for sure. You got Weston McKennie that used to play in Juventus and actually was crucial for them in many seasons that he's played there. You got Matt Turner, Giovanni Reyna with Bundesliga and Premier League experience. I think people should get behind this USA men team because Copa America is smaller than the Euro. There's only 16 teams, and USA is going to get out of that group, no question. And then it's single games until the final. Get behind them, watch the game, support the country, because this is going to be the perfect warm-up for USA with World Cup coming up.
It is. Nico, great job. Nico just does outstanding work for us. And Bifsis, Nico Bifsos, I always call him, the sauce man. He brings it hard.
Yes,
he brings it with a lot
like
of punch. You take care, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. Nico Bifsos, again, he is from Athens, Greece, living in New England. Huge on soccer, football, as they call it. We're coming back here. Dom weighs in. Cameron Brink, Willie Mays, a lot going on in the Bay Area. Coming back.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select a new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, we're rolling along here, a Wednesday into a Thursday overnight into the early hours of the morning, and we look forward to it a lot to discuss scores throughout the night. Boy, the hockey was great last night. Really was. And now we got a series. We really do. Now Edmonton gets to go home. They got one on enemy ice. Now they get to go home, and you say, okay, now they win this. And there's an old adage, that fourth one in a best four out of seven, the hardest one to get, the last one. You got to get four. Three doesn't count. So I think we might be going seven, folks. I still think the Panthers are going to do it. That isn't making any bold statement. I think the percentages would certainly back up that feeling. But would I be stunned? Uh-uh. Nope. That 8-1 game Saturday night just left me shaking my head going, Florida, you know, it's kind of like Boston getting blown out. Big difference was Boston made up for the blowout with a blowout in return. Florida breathed new life into the Edmonton Oilers. So we got ourselves one heck of a series, and we're efforting, and hopefully tomorrow, Emily Kaplan, the analyst who's working the benches and working the rinkside, huge talent. You see her on ESPN. She's on Around the Horn, some of the panel shows. She's a rising star in the industry. So Emily Kaplan, we're working. It's going to be her travel schedule, which is today, and then it's going to be, you know, what she's got to perform her duties in terms of ABC ESPN. But we're efforting, and we're trying to get an assist from Sean McDonough, because it'd be great to get Emily Kaplan on the program. All right, let's get to Dom. And, you know, Dom, what a night last night. You know, I was wrapping up my stay in New England and just, wow, say hey, kid. And first thing I thought of, I don't know, maybe I'm a numbers guy. I thought of 660, the home runs. I thought of the catch in 54. Yeah, how can you forget that? And then I thought, hey, I saw him growing up out east. And the problem with living on the East Coast when you have a superstar out in the Pacific time zone, we didn't get to see him like you folks. We just didn't, you know. And back then, I mean, money was real tight. It wasn't like you get on a plane. Did I see Willie actually play a game? I'm going to say I did not. I might have as a Met, but I can't say that I saw a game. I just couldn't do it today. I traveled and I just didn't have time to do it. And of course, try to get Wi-Fi on a plane, they charge you the $8 and they pay the $8 and it doesn't work. It makes you crazy. And if you're a T-Mobile, you can get a free, a free connection, and that doesn't work. So United Airlines, shape up, would you please? So I digress. I don't know that I saw Mays play with my own eyeballs. TV, of course, but I don't know that I did. And when I did see him on the East Coast, if I did, it was likely in New York at Shea Stadium, and he was a shell of his former self. He just wasn't the say hey kid at that point. It was say goodbye kid is what it was. He hung on too long. He did. So many guys do. But at the end of the day, at the end of the career, and now at the end of his life, this is one of the all-time greats. No, the numbers don't even begin to tell you the story. He won a gold glove late in his 30s. I want to say 37 or 38. A gold glove when most guys are, you know, they spend more time on the injured list or back then the DL than they do at plate appearances or games played. I mean, this guy won a gold glove at 37 to 38 years old. Remarkable. And then the pop and the defense, the stolen bases, the so many subtleties, the way he impacted a team. And don't forget, he didn't exactly play in a home run friendly, warm way. He played at Candlestick, for crying out loud. I mean, come on. That is I always tell the story. I was at Candlestick Park for a game in June or July, and I bought a coat. I went into the pro shop and I bought, in the store, and I bought a coat, not a windbreaker or a warm up. I bought a jacket, one of those satin jackets, Giants. I don't have it anymore, but that's what I did to stay warm. Padres and Giants, I'll never forget it. Froze my rear end off, but I stayed to the end. That I will say. All right, let's get Dom in here, and then we want to do some Cameron Brink, some Caitlin Clark, and a little WNBA mixture. Dom, say hey, kid. I mean, right there in the Bay Area, they don't come much bigger than this. A absolute beloved figure. Willie Mays, let's hear.
No, he absolutely was, and obviously a little bit before my time, Artie.
I understand, but you understand the history.
Absolutely.
You're a good historian. You're a historian of the game, sure.
Absolutely. For a lot of Giants fans, and I'll say this about Giants fans and Bay Area fans in general. I think it applies to everybody, and not just the Bay Area, but sports fans in general. They'll go to bat for their team. Like if with Barry, I think of Barry Bonds here. Anybody? Oh, Bonds shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Blah blah blah. Yeah, there's going to be some people who agree with that opinion, but a lot of Giants fans will staunchly defend their guys. I don't know many baseball fans, young or maybe some of the young ones. Social media has shown me they have no idea what they're talking about. You'd be hard pressed to find somebody who doesn't have Willie Mays as a top three player of all time. He's the greatest player of all time. I'll hear an argument if he's a top three player all time. I'm really going to struggle believing if you've got him outside the top three. I'll hear Ricky Henderson. I'll hear Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Bonds. Man. There are a very small handful of names. Maybe a Mantle, maybe a Williams, DiMaggio. I'll hear it, but boy, you'd be hard-pressed to convince me otherwise that he's not the greatest player of all time. And we've been really lucky with the Giants to have so many legendary players, and despite the one title for 56 years, so many legendary players, Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Gaylord Perry, Juan Marichal, Orlando Cepeda. We've had some all-timers grace Candlestick in the city of San Francisco, and one of the things, as many problems as I might have with the Giants organization from a baseball roster construction standpoint, they do an excellent job of keeping these type of players involved with the franchise, whether it's at charity events or, you know, just at being an advisor to the GM. They keep them involved, and that's one of the things that I absolutely love about the Giants organization as a whole, is a lot of younger players, younger fans like myself, not that I'm young, but compared to Willie Mays, I obviously never got to see him. I think my dad said he saw him once. It's a way for us to stay connected to the history of the game because, you know, they pop up on the scoreboard. Oh, there's Willie Mays and his suite. And, you know, you see maybe an 8-year-old now like, oh, Dad, tell me about Willie Mays or whatever. Mom, tell me about Willie, whatever it might be. Just seeing them present allows conversations to be had about how truly great these players were. And it's another reminder. I've said this on this show. I've said this hosting for Rick Tittle. I've even said this on Wrestling Observer Live. I've said it everywhere across this network. Appreciate the all-time greats while they're A, still playing, and B, still with us, because there's going to be a day. I've gotten to that age, Marty, where the people I grew up watching aren't playing anymore. And now people that I grew up with massive respect and reverence for are no longer with us. So I think it's just another opportunity for me to preach. I'm not one to preach, but I'll get on my soapbox and I'll remind everybody, appreciate the greats while we have them. You may not like a certain player, a certain team, but at the end of the day, if you're a sports fan, I think you can come together, cast aside whatever ill will you have towards the Dodgers or the Lakers or whatever it might be, and just really appreciate that we are in a time where there are many all-time greats amongst us playing and still with us on the planet.
Well, I was it's funny because you're off on Fridays and Daniel Ogden's in here and you guys know each other. I think you work college radio together. And Willie Mays came up in our conversation Friday pursuant to the Payne Stewart, unmanned, all deceased, six on board deceased when Payne Stewart was on that ill-fated flight from Orlando to Dallas to go to an event with the business partner, agent, and others. And the reason why we brought it up, it was I was leaving the World Series in Atlanta, and this was, I want to say, the World Series where Jim Gray embarrassed himself in Major League Baseball with the very uncomfortable, probing and just, I thought, nasty and just a, hey, look at me, I'm going to grill Pete Rose and make a, embarrass him and take a man down who knew about, we all knew about his transgressions. It was just weird. But what was strange up in the press box at then Turner Field was Willie Mays. And I rode the elevator with Willie Mays. Now, it was a big elevator and the place was packed, but I just looked over other people's shoulders and stared at that man. And even at that age, would have been what, 20, 30 years. He was still in his 60s. He looked great. And I was, as I looked at him, I saw greatness. I just looked at him. And I said, that is greatness right there, right in our midst. It was awesome. But yeah, Turner Field World Series. There was an all-star game right around there too. And then the other thing I wanted to ask, and I'll have to look this up because I haven't researched it, terrible job out of me, was a momentous night was that 98 all-star game at Fenway Park in Boston. I was in section 7 and out of the center field, up comes the door as only you can do at the triangle at Fenway. A garage door opens up and the out comes a golf cart. There's Ted Williams. And then he circled the field. They brought Ted Williams to home plate. Tony Gwynn greeted him, McGuire, and a bunch of players. I think A-Rod, everybody just surrounded. But I want to say Willie Mays was part of that at that All-Star game. There's something. When I was thinking of this last night, when word of his passing came, I was trying to recollect. I remembered Atlanta. I don't think I saw him play. Maybe at Shea. I don't want to make this about me, but I know one thing's for sure. When you look at that man, you saw greatness. And now, Dom, I got one question for you, and you are uniquely qualified to answer it. You ready?
I'm ready.
What is Ron Barr and what is Darren Peck and what do you guys do when celebrities show up at 300 Broadway Suite 8 when you're done with the interviews with them? What are they asked to do?
99.9% of the time, there's that 0.1 where they just are not having it, they're having a bad day, or they're running late and need to get to another one. 99.99% of the guests that we have in studio sign our wall.
There's literally thousands of signatures on the wall.
Definitely. We've had all kinds of comedians. And I'm just thinking of who's near where my studio is. Jim Harbaugh, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Brandi Chastain, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I do know this. Ron Barr's first guest, the very first night he did his Sports Byline USA show, first night, first guest was Willie Mays. I don't believe we were in this location yet. Otherwise, no. I'm 100% sure Darren Peck would have shown me where Willie signed the wall, or at least where the remnants of the Sharpie was. But first night, first guest, Ron Barr. Willie Mays in the history of Sports Byline USA. And really quick, I'm going to throw Darren.
That's awesome.
I've got a quick story. I'm going to throw Darren Peck a little bit under the bus. He once went as a kid to go watch the Giants and the Braves play. Hank Aaron and Willie Mays both didn't play that day.
That's poor Darren, huh?
As a kid, you're excited to see the two of them. And then in hindsight, two of the top 10 greatest players of all time were both in the same space as him, but he did not see either of them play.
That is unbelievable. Great job. Great stories. Thank you, Don. We'll do Cameron Brink on the other side real quick as she is gone for the year. I'm Marty Terrell. We're gone for a moment. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
From Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie. Mickey and the Duke.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, if you're streaming and watching sports tonight, you'll be screaming. Maybe Red Sox, Toronto, Yankees, Baltimore. I'm gonna pony up on the baseball tonight. I got a lot going on, Zoom meetings, all sorts of fun stuff. Soccer was decent today. I kind of dipped into it a little bit. Cameron Brink, though, and then Caitlin Clark tonight against Washington. But real quick, Dom, that's a bummer. It really is. I like that gal. She's salty. She's in a great market in L.A. for the league. It's a bummer, huh?
It totally is. I've talked about Cameron Brink many times on the show and on the network. I was a big fan of her at Stanford, big fan of how she's been playing with the Sparks. You can see a little bit of her game starting to develop, coming out of the offensive shell because, you know, she was known as a defensive player despite averaging like 18 a game. Was still having foul problems, but, you know, that's something you can learn to adjust when you challenge shots. Was a great interior defender for the Sparks, and I'm not going to say she was going to win Rookie of the Year, but I think she was a top three, top four favorite for Rookie of the Year. She was going to be on the women's 3x3, 3-on-3 Olympic basketball team. So in addition to the rest of her rookie year being gone, that first Olympics is gone too. So I feel for her with the torn ACL for sure.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It really is. All right, Caitlin Clark tonight against the Mystiques, Washington Mystics. We shall see on that. Connecticut Sun, by the way, looked pretty dominant. I mean, I don't know if I would mint them champions, but it's probably going through Mohican Sun. The path to the WNBA title, I think, is going to go through Connecticut. Ultimately, we shall see. But the New York Liberty strong in that Eastern Conference, and I hope we get some of these star players in the postseason. You know, Clark, Reese, but we probably won't. Dominic, excellent job. Thank you very much for the special audio bites and the baseball theme for the late, great Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid. I'm Marty Terrell. Say hey. Join us tomorrow as well into the weekend here on Sports Overnight on Sports Byline. Adios. Hey, hey.